Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Let us start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we are so grateful to spend another Sabbath with you and with each other. We ask that you will be in the midst of us. We ask that you will bless us. We ask that your Holy Spirit will take control of our heart. We give it, Lord, because it belongs to you, Lord. We ask that you will use us for the work that you have for us. But first, we have to submit to your will. We have to hear your still voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. So we have to have a personal connection, personal relationship with you, Lord. We ask for your tender mercy towards each and every one of us, our family and our friends, Lord. We ask for healing for those that are sick and with infirmity, oh Lord. We ask for health and strength. We ask for endurance. We ask for your loving kindness to surround and comfort those that are going through hardship at this time, Father. May you provide the need, necessity for them, Lord. We ask that you will bless us again, protect us and guide us. Oh, kind and loving Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Good evening again, brothers and sisters. God is good and he's worthy to be praised as the Sabbath is now coming a little earlier. You know, and now finding myself having to sit for the prayer line, sit until the appointed time. So we will discuss about, you know, starting at 6 o'clock, the prayer line, but we will let everyone know. But God is good, you know. So he gave me time to read, time to sing, and just time to spend more time with the Lord. And this reading is taken from Christian Health, I'm sorry. It said the Sabbath is ever the sign that distinguish the obedient from the disobedient. With masterly power, Satan has worked to make null and void the fourth commandment, that the sign of God may be lost sight of. The Christian would have trodden underfoot the Sabbath of the Lord and observed a Sabbath instituted by the enemy. But God has a people who are loyal to him. His work is to be carried forward in right line. The people who bear his sign are to establish churches and institutions as memorial to him. These memorials, however humble in appearance, will constantly bear witness against the false Sabbath instituted by Satan and in favor of the Sabbath instituted by the Lord in Eden. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Amen. What a blessing to read the word of God, to read the prophecy, and to know that we are on the narrow path, the right path of Sabbath keeping and not going by the Sabbath that the world has instituted, the enemy, you know, has made them institute the false Sabbath to, you know, this, and we know the distinction. So praise the Lord for opening our eyes and give us wisdom and understanding to choose him, to choose basically who you will serve this day. And we pledge to serve our living God, our Savior, our High Priest, our King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. So again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Please press 1 if you would like to share. It's sharing time, brothers and sisters. We will go early into the message. It will be a recording message that I will play this evening. Brother Ricardo have traveled, so I will play a recorded message, and we will go early into the message and not linger too long, as we know the time has changed. And as I said, I sit here reading and singing and studying for the line to start because the Sabbath hour is a little earlier now. So praise the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller that has pressed 1. Good evening, happy Sabbath, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear beloved. Good evening.
Amen.
Sister Carla, happy Sabbath. Thank you for opening my line. I'm Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks that I have my family over there that I can call and share and hear the wonderful reading about the Sabbath, how the Sabbath is important for each and every one of us. And my dear beloved, if we be faithful, we are going to enjoy the Sabbath with our Father when he comes for us. I just want to give this little quick report. You know, I thank you all for your support, Advent Light family. And I just want to let you know your prayers have been answered, that God have been giving me the strength to continue to do his will and also his work. And brothers and sisters, I just want to let all of my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Advent Life that you are not here physically, right? And personal, I am not seeing Sister Carlo or Sister Leola, Brother Rick and Brother Bernard, Brother O'Neill, and all the other Sister Brenda, but I am telling you, your prayers have been felt, right? And you are doing the work just like what Sister Paul is doing. So I just want to give God thanks and praise for that. This evening, my dear, I sat on the veranda I wanted something to go out the street, and I was looking for one of my community grandson, you know, past coming from school and past. So I sat there, and eventually it was getting a little late, not for the Sabbath, you know, but past time for him to come from school. So I said, okay, it seems like I'm not going to get anyone to pick up the just two little things I want at the store. So I sat and I said, Lord, I'm asking you to send someone. Because you know what? My nephew, they're not here, and I definitely wanted this stuff. Then all of a sudden, my dear Sister Carla, who I saw coming up the road, one of my community grandson, and he said, good evening, Grandma. I said, good evening, my dear. I said, you know what? I would like you to go and pick up something out the store for me. And he said, sure. And he came in, and he put down his phone and his water bottle, and he took the phone, and he went, and he got the supplies from me, and he came back. They came back, you know. He said, I brought back change, Grandma. And then, you know, I said, okay, you keep that little change. And he said, thank you. So this little one was one that, you know, I used to take to church when they're small. But everyone gets big though, Sister Carla. Some of them, you know, is working and really, you know, you don't see them like when they were much younger. And that's a blessing to know that they're working, but encouraging them to draw closer to the Lord and remember the Sabbath. So I said, you'd like to go to church with me tomorrow? He said, sure, Grandma. He did not hesitate, Sister Carla. He said, sure, Grandma, I will come tomorrow. What time? And I told him the time. And, you know, I just said, Lord, thank you, Father. You know, I just asked the Lord for allow these ones when they come and hear the message that they will follow the Lord, because the enemy is out like a roaring lion, Sister Carla's family, with our young people in all different ways. So I'm asking for prayer for my community, young people, and the young people general over the world. And also prayer for us. We won't be traveling this week, but we will be traveling next week, Sunday, at the Alex Station. And I thank you all for your support. And the project is going on, coming on very, very good. You know, and also our feeding project for the children. But I tell you, Sister Carla, the children are enjoying, and also the family and the community at all, you know, giving praise for the work that God have been doing to us. So we're asking you for continual prayer, and Sister Powell is doing well. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a good report, Sister Powell. We just want to thank you for sharing that report with us. Thank you for sharing us and being here with us and being faithful in wherever you are, you know, sharing the gospel of God in whatever ways that he has allow you to share it to the needy and those that have fallen away from him. So thank you again for sharing that. We will continue to pray for the project and continue to pray for the different ministry that's going on and for the young people. So thank you again. May the Lord truly continue to bless you and preserve you so that you can teach, you know, continue to teach, because, you know, many have forgotten the Sabbath, but you're upholding it. So praise the Lord. Thank you again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. A blessing for us to come together another Sabbath day, to worship God in spirit and in truth and to testify of his goodness. I'm sure the Lord has done something good for you. So, this is sharing time, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. Amen. Just want to read something else from Christian Health. It says, free from worldly entanglement. Now and ever we are to stand as a distant and peculiar people, free from all worldly policy, unembarrassed by conferring with those who have not wisdom to discern God's claim so plainly, set forth in his law. All our medical institutions are established as Seventh-day Adventist institutions to represent the various features of gospel medical missionary work, and thus to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. We are to show that we are seeking to work in harmony with heaven. We are to bear witness to all nation, kindred, and tongue that we are a people who love and fear God, a people who keep holy his memorial of creation, the sign between him and his obedient children that sanctified them. And we are plainly to show our faith in the soon coming of our Lord in the clouds of heaven. Amen. Are you ready to meet your Lord? Is your hands clean? Are your heart pure, my brothers and sisters? These are questions we have to answer, and only the Lord knows. We have to seek him and, confess our sins to him and, fast and go to him and ask him to help us, to show us where we are and, show us our wrongs and where we need to come up higher. Amen. So is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will open your line. Again, happy Sabbath. 985-232. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Good evening. Open my line. This is Sister
Amen.
Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just would like to thank the Lord for waking us up, watching over us, and thank him for a blessed day. I'm trying to get my devotion prayer up, and it's just doing what it wants to do. So nevertheless, I thank God for all he's done for us. So that a mighty blessing us throughout the week and almost to New Year's by the time. And
mm-hmm.
That's been good. So I'm trying to get my thing up and so I can read what's supposed to be today. Well, I got the Bible up. I'm going to read a scripture. Okay. It went to it anyway, so it must be meant for me to read it. Dear God, the whole page left. Come on. Somebody else on the line could call us if I could come back. I could press one.
Did you want to say? Did you have any prayer requests? Did you want to say a prayer from from your heart?
I like to ask for prayer for all the homeless, all the people that's living on the streets, all the sick, all the ones in the nursing home, all the ones that on and off the prayer line. I pray for all our members, all those that's on and off the prayer line. I pray for Brother Rich White, pray she get better, and pray that everything goes well with her. God bless her and his daughter. And that was the last I heard, but just going to keep all our thanks on in prayer. And
Amen.
Just the power and all the rest of our members that continue their missionary work that they're doing. God watched over them while they're doing it. And continue praying for everyone else that are, like, giving the message out and sharing the message. But that was busy. You don't want me to read none of these mess. Everything coming but what I want.
Amen. Oh, amen. Okay. Thank you, Sister Brenda.
So let me let Brother John get on and let him talk, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today or night, whatever part of the world you're in right now. And I just want to give him the praise as always, give God the praise, Jesus. And I always thank God for this prayer line that's guiding us and teaching us that and showing us the way. And I thank God for the listeners of this prayer line, the teachers, the learners, the speakers, and just everyone involved in the prayer line that's guiding us. And I just want to say hello. I don't know, Brother Yuli, I haven't heard from him in a long time, but him and his family, I'd like to give a prayer for them. Hope that they're doing okay. And just want to, for the ones, like you say, everyone that's in need in this world, in need of things, and I hope that everyone change their heart from negative and more positive thoughts. And the ones that's fighting to make a way, not fighting with their hands, but fighting with their mind and their thoughts and their heart to make a way, I hope that their way will be made. And I know it will through God. If they pray to him, he will take them from out of darkness and into the light. Just like
Amen.
A person like I am for. And I just want to say that, just say everybody, keep the faith. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John, for those encouraging words. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on. And, you know, sorry, the page wasn't acting right or the device. I'm not sure what it was. Just, you know, just as you said, books are really good because books, you know, we just turn the page and the device, sometimes it acts up, even our phone. So, you know, we just thank the Lord that we can use these things while there's still time to come together and to worship him and to use them for the right reason. So praise the Lord. And thank you again. May the Lord continue to bless you and heal you and be encouraged. So good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Glad for you that you can join us this evening right here on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And those that are joining us throughout the world, we just want to welcome you this evening. I'll go to the next caller, Teen 482. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. Sister Continelli?
Okay. Thank you, Sister Stefan. Open my line. I didn't hear that. Okay, I would like to read Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lighted, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I just want to read, sing the song, "Oh brother, be faithful," because if we are not faithful to God right now, if we are not doing God's business, I am sorry, we would not taste and we would not delight in the things that God has gone to prepare for us. Oh, brother, be faithful, soon Jesus will come, for whom we have waited so long. Oh, soon we shall enter our glorious home and join in the conqueror's song. Oh, brother, be faithful, for soon shall we prove unfaithful to him who has shown such deep, such unbounded and infinite love, who died to redeem us his own. Oh, sister, be faithful, he soon will descend, creations and efforts and kings. By legions of angels his chariots attend, and fires of victory bring. Oh, sister, be faithful, and so shall we hear thy Savior pronounce the glad word. Well done, faithful servant, thy title is clear, to enter the joy of the Lord. Oh, brothers, be faithful, eternity's years shall tell for thy faithfulness long. When bright smiles of gladness shall scatter thy tears, a coronet gleam on thy brow. Oh, brother, be faithful, the promise is sure that waits for the faithful and tried, to reign with the ransom immortal and pure, and ever with Jesus abide. Oh, yes, I'm very thankful to the Lord for my life, which he has spared, and all of us could come on this line to give God praise and thanks for seeing such a wonderful week. And in this week, we have the thanksgiving, the world was giving their thanks to God, right, for what he has done. But we know that they did not do it in the right way. It's most of us. Most of them were just eating and drinking and eating. But we thank God that we can really give thanks to God, because it's not only one day we give thanks to God. We give thanks to God all the year through. And especially on Sabbath, we are thankful to God for his Sabbath day, the day which he blessed, and which we will all have to prove that we love God. Either we choose him or we choose Satan, one out of the two. And the Sabbath would be our test, my dear brothers and sisters. It is not very far away. It's not very far away, because I was looking at the news and I see that everything is just shaping up for that day when we all will have to stand in the presence of a living God to give account for ourselves, and not only for ourselves, but to make a choice. No mother can choose for five. No mother can choose for children. No children can choose for nobody else, but they have to give account for their own dear self. And that time is soon to break upon us, my dear brothers and sisters. God is love, and he wants all of us, to be faithful. And this song is very timely. If we are not faithful, we would not make it into God's kingdom. And the Sabbath would be one of the things that will prove our faithfulness to God. Just as how the three Hebrew were cast into the fire, they had to be faithful. They had to stand up for Jesus. And the day is coming, and it is very soon, my brothers. It's just around the corner that Jesus will come. We have to prove that whatever we are doing, we are prepared and ready to meet Jesus. So, my dear brothers and sisters, my advice and admonition to you is to be faithful. Let's all be faithful. Sister Powell, I was so glad to hear you keeping up your work over there. But God is blessing you, and he will continue to give you strength. I'm praying for you that God will continue to give you the strength to witness for him as much as you can, because these are the days in which we have to tell someone that Jesus loves them, and it won't be long before we all will have to face the judgment. Let me say a short prayer. Father, I come to you this Sabbath evening, on this Sabbath, on these your holy Sabbath hours, to give you praise and thanks, Lord, for keeping all of us safely through another week. We thank you for your love that is new to us each day. We thank you for your protection over all of us on this line, even those who are getting careless over their soul salvation this evening, Lord. I pray that you will be with them and help them to realize that this is no time for them to give up now. This is for time for them to hold on to your mercies and your blessings, for them to come up to the standard that you want all of us to come up to. Father, be with each one. Be with those who are backsliding, those who are not taking their soul salvation very seriously, those who do not believe that Jesus is coming soon and he's right around the corner. Father, help us who are on this line day by day to be faithful. Be faithful, because God wants us all to be faithful. And only if we are faithful can we make it into God's kingdom. So I pray that God will continue to bless us and bless all the leaders on this prayer line, Sister Powell, Sister Carlo, Sister, all the rest, if I cannot remember all the names now, right? Sister Stephanie and Sister Brenda and all the rest who are faithfully serving God. I pray that you will continue to pray. We will continue to pray for each other, because we cannot make it into your kingdom if we do not pray for each other, because none of us would be going there by ourselves. We have to take someone with us. So let us be faithful to God. I said, faithful to him, and he will be faithful to you. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us, and you will continue to be with us as we go on this prayer line this evening, that you will bless all those who come on this line to share of your goodness and your mercy and your blessing towards all of us. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Colin, for opening my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. And sister, I know it's hard for you to remember Sister Leola's name, but amen. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for joining us, Sister Continelli. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. And as you were saying that, I was, we have to be not just hearers of the word, but doer of the word. And this is time for us to get it right, to practice, to be able to stand no matter what, to go through the test and the little trial that comes before us, which will make us stronger, not in our own strength, the Lord, to make us stronger for those trials, temptation that's going to be coming upon us as the overwhelming flood, especially the National Sunday Law. I mean, if we're not practicing to fast, if we're not practicing to grow our own food, if we're not practicing to go out there and look for, identify the edible plants and, being able to withstand deprivation, to hunger, delay, and to, not give in, not be like Esau, sell his birthright for a morsel of bread. God has given us all this time to prepare, and many people are just sitting there not preparing, say, oh, God is going to protect me, he's going to take care of me, and just being indolent and being not doing their part. And we know that they're going to have to give account. And, we have to be obedient. Obedient must become a habit to each and every one of us. And we should teach that to the young children, being obedient to those that are godly, and those that love the Lord and, you know, directing them in the right way, and so that they can be obedient. Prompt obedience to God is better, you know. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayer and your song and just your presence here. Amen. Good evening again, brothers and sisters. I'll go to the next line. I believe this is Sister Leola. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath, 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Yes, this is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I am giving God thanks for getting us here back home safe. We was in an accident today, but praise be to God that it did not turn out too bad. So I just want to thank God for his blessing that protect us. And when I prayed, I asked the Lord to keep us, protect us, and allow his Holy Angels to surround the vehicle. And I'm telling you, the hit that when we was hit, it jerked us in. But it didn't do much damage to the car. But my daughter was feeling some pain. But I'm grateful, and I'm thankful what the Lord has done for us. But I like to read Jeremiah chapter 38. I'm going to read verse 14 through verses, I would say 20. And I'm reading this for the purpose of, as Sister Carla was saying, being obedient. When God say leave, he mean leave. So let me read this. Zedekiah wanted Jeremiah to keep a secret, but this is what happened. But let's see. It say, then Zedekiah the king sent and took Jeremiah the prophet unto him into the third entry that is in the house of the Lord. And the king said unto Jeremiah, I will ask thee a thing, hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, if I declare it unto thee, will thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, will thou not hearken unto me? So Zedekiah the king sweareth secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord liveth that made us, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon, the princess, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire. Thou shalt live in thy house. But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon and princes, then shall this city be given unto the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand. And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand and mock me. And when I read that, brothers and sisters, the next scripture talking about Jeremiah, let me just read it. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee, obey. I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord, which I speak unto thee, so it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. So when I read this, sisters and brothers, I'm telling you, when God say leave, he mean what he says. And Zedekiah chose not to leave because of what? As prayer line, people that are fearful. God telling us, brothers and sisters, don't be fearful, because Zedekiah was fearful of the Jews because they were going to turn him over to the Chaldeans to kill him or to destroy him some other way. But he chose to fear people rather than the fear of God. And so guess what? You know the rest of the story. He disobeyed God, so God turned him over. He had let me tell you, he watched his children be put to death, and then they took his eyes out. And I'm telling you, it's better to obey God than man. And I'm just thankful, Sister Carla, as I read these stories, I pray, because God saying nothing we can do about self, I pray, Lord, give me strength that I hear your voice, your will. So I'm just thankful, sisters and brothers, here on the Sabbath evening, and we are studying God's word and being blessed on this prayer line. So may God keep and watch over us and bless us tonight while we listen to the minister. And I just want to thank our Father for bringing Sister Carla safely home, because I tried to call her, and she told me she was just landing. So thank God you're back home safely, Sister Carla. And I'm just asking God to bless us tonight and keep us tonight as we listen on the prayer line. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What book were you reading, chapter, Sister Leola, again?
Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 14, and I read through verse 20. And I was going to read something else, but I know that my time was short. And read the next page. It'll talk about God's promise, 39, 15 through 18. Amen? I love this scripture. I had heard about it, and I saw it on TV. But you know what? It doesn't do you any good to see TV because they add little things in it. But read it for yourself. This is a blessing, how God is truly to his word. Amen? Thank you, Sister.
That is so true.
Opening my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is so true. God is through to his word. And as you were reading that, it reminded me of what I read about, because, you know, I was taken to 1 Samuel 2:30 because I was reading that. But then I went back and I read from the beginning, but I wanted to share where 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30 said, and this is to all those that are faithful. It says, I'll read the bottom part of it. Well, I'll read all of it. It says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I shall indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. Excuse me. But now the Lord said, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So when we honor God, he will honor us. And as you were reading that, I went back and verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12, it talks about Eli's son. And it said, now the son of Eli, and they were priests, you know, they were in the ministry work. He said, the son of Eli, sons of Belial, they know not God. So we see that people can be in the ministry, be preachers, teachers, evangelists, and yet not their heart is not convicted. They don't, their heart is not surrendered to God. And it's, you know, it said, and, you know, of course, again, they were priests, custom to the people that, was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servant came while the flesh was in seating with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he stuck it into the palm or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, and the priest took for himself, did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came, it thirsted. So we see that they were not priests after God's own heart. They, you know, they overstepped their, you know, took more than their portion, and they had strange fire, and, you know, they did all type of things as priests, as minister, in the sight of the people, in the churches. And God dealt with them severely. And, you know, we have to be very careful. You know, some people say, you know, why God, you know, they think because God haven't dealt with their sin, they continue in that way. But we have to be so careful and repent of our sin and seek God so that he can help us. So I just thank the Lord again. For each and everyone that's able to join us this evening, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I'm just thanking the Lord for another Sabbath that we can come together and praise him and just glorify him. And again, as I 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30 says, at the end part, those that honor me, I will honor him. So let us honor God. Let us be submissive to our God. Let us be obedient unto him as dear children. Amen. So if there's, is there anyone else who would like to share at this time? If not, I will ask Sister Powell if she can give us one of our prayer. Okay, if she's in a space to give us a prayer, I'll open the line for Sister Powell. Your line is now open, Sister Powell.
Okay, all right. Yes, my dear beloved, Amen. Now is the time that we all have the opportunity. We have heard the various requests. We have heard the command, and God wants us to be faithful to him in everything we do, ministers, brothers, sisters, every one of us, because only be brothers, be faithful. If we are not faithful, we won't see the Lord. Sister, if we are not faithful, we will not see the Lord. And we will go get ourselves into trouble. So all we have to do right now, my dear beloved, let us bow our head and please, we are asking you in your silent prayer, place our life in the hands of the Lord and also the protection for our brothers and our sisters so that we will be faithful, we will be obedient to his command. Okay? Now is the time. Thank you. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Heavenly Father, we, your children, come before you this moment. We are here, dear Lord, because of your love and your mercies, your protection and your care towards us. We are here, Lord Jesus, because we are asking for forgiveness of all our many sins and shortcomings. We are here, dear Lord, to present our life to you and to look upon you that you came here on earth in a human flesh and you was living into a world just like what we are living in. But you have been faithful all through. So, dear Heavenly Father, this evening, we, your children, Lord, is asking you for that strength. We ask you, Lord, for that converted heart. We are asking you, Lord, for a new life so that we will demonstrate your character, that we can be able to weakness, Lord, weakness without fear, weakness trusting you that you are our provider, you are our teacher, and you will carry us through all the ways if we are obedient. So, Lord, we just want to give you thanks. We thank you, dear Lord, for the very various children who join this line. Our sisters and our brother, you know, everyone, Sister Leola and Brother Ray, Lord Nicole, our family members, Lord, giving you thanks for protection. Take her, carry her, and bring her, brought her back home safely. We want to thank you, Lord, and the mission that they all go on. Everyone was joyful, giving thanks to you because, Lord, not only one day thank, but giving you thanks for throughout their life. We want to thank you for your protection towards our dear sister, Carla, Lord, willing and ready evangelist, Lord, traveling to and fro, carrying the message, demonstrate with your love and character to others who she met. Father, she was with Sister Kim, the other day, and dear Lord, we know, dear Lord, they had a wonderful time. So we just want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise. I was so blessed when I heard Sister King's voice. I know she's your servant. She's your representative. And her heart is just reach out to all young people. That's the desire of her heart, the love for young people, by teaching them, opening her house, Lord, and demonstrate various training, Lord. We just want to thank you for this wonderful family that you had brought, Advent Light, brothers and sisters, in that we can say we met so much wonderful, precious followers of Christ, Lord, and that we come together as one. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for Sister Carla of Ministry. Continue to pour out your blessings upon her, Lord. I don't know how she do it, because I know, Lord, she do a lot of traveling, and not only traveling for the ministry, traveling for work, sharing her love, comfort with those elderly, Lord, and the love that she show them, dear Father, teaching and training, Lord. You are so good. You are so great. So give her the strength, Lord. We lift up Amanda to you, and also Nicholas, her children. Continue to bless them. Continue to allow them to look upon their mother and the light that she had shared, that they too can do it, in which I know, Lord, they are wonderful children, so I place them in your care. Lord, we lift up, dear Lord, Advent Life. Lord, you know everything about it, Lord. I was just here and looking for where we come from, where we start, and where we are at this time. And there is a lot, Lord, who was on it started, but we are not seeing or hearing, Lord. Help us, dear Father, that we will continue to lift them up in our prayer. You know every one of them, dear Lord. I will not call the names today, but you know them, the young, the old, the middle age, everyone, dear Lord. Touch their heart so that they will come back, because to you, dear Father, those, dear Lord, who stray, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bring them back to the fold. Allow them to be faithful brothers. Allow them to be faithful sisters. And there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. So we place them in your care. Heavenly Father, this evening, Lord, we lift up Elder Rick, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon him. You are the great physician. You are the healer, Lord. Wasn't feeling well, Lord, but we can depend upon you. We saw you work miracle, dear Lord, upon your children. And, Lord, you said you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health. You said if we be obedient and faithful to you by the herb and the leaf of the tree from creation that you have given unto us, Lord, if we demonstrate all these things, Lord, and share with others and trust and believe, Lord, that this is the healing of the nation, Father, you told us we will be healed. So we place Brother Rick in your hand, and Sister Rick, Nicole, Ashley, and her other children, sons and daughters, grandchildren, his church family, Lord, as a leader at the church, you know he has a lot of responsibility, so we place him in your care for healing project, for healing, Lord. Lord, we also lift up tonight, dear Father, on our heart, Lord, Brother Honeel, as a young man determined to follow you, dear Lord, in his ministry to and fro, presenting the three angel message, presenting the health message hand in hand, Lord, right arm to the gospel, demonstrating, Lord, different things, the cookery, Lord. And I know, I just remember the other day, we were upstate New York, and he was demonstrating, dear Father, the avocado ice cream or drink or something with the avocado. And the Father, all these things, Lord, you have given us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do and to train and to teach. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Continue to bless your young man as he prays, asking for prayer for his children and his brothers and his sister, the ministry, and, Lord, his protection, the car that he drives. Lord, we ask you to take full control of his life in it while he drives, Lord, and help him, dear Father, that he will be strong and be faithful. So we want to thank you. Father, we present this evening for Sister Brenda and Brother John. Father, what it's a good thing, a wonderful thing, opportunity you have given unto these two individuals. We have watched them, Lord, came in. We have saw the growth both in both Brother John. We saw the prayer, we heard it of the praises, the thankfulness, what God has done to their life. They become a new creature, old things that they used to. They did not do it. It have been passed away from them, and they are giving thanks. Lord, we just give you the praise because you are worthy to be praised. Continue to bless Brother John and Sister Brenda, the children, grandchildren, his friend, that his friend saw the growth and the change in life. So, Lord, there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. So we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, tonight we present to you, Lord, our speakers, all our speakers, Lord. We present Brother Yudi, dear Lord. We ask you to touch him and ask you, Lord, to keep him and also his children, wife, and his community. The store, dear Lord, we place in your hand, Brother Bernard. We lift up Brother Mozart. We lift up Brother Elder Rich, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord. They were always our strong leaders. We place them in your care, Lord. Draw us back together, dear Father. Brother Richard, soon, Lord. Help him and Sister Richardson in Tennessee. We lift him up to you, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have done and the work that they have been doing and still doing, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord, and keep them. Lord, Brother Ricardo, we lift him up to you and his wife and his family. We thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing to him by presenting the messages, Lord, and time message to this world. And also, Lord, his love that he has and his passion for your word, we lift him up to you. What more could we ask of you, Lord? Sister Tabiko, dear Father, or dear beloved Sister Cancinelli, Lord, oh, what a blessing, dear Lord. And it is really good for us to join together each day and remember you and share our love that you have given unto us to each other. So we just want to thank you. So, dear Lord, we know there is a lot of individual on this line. Lord, Sister Stephanie and her children and the passion that she has for the youth, we lift them up to you, dear Father. And we are asking you tonight as we listen to your word, Lord, a new fresh bread coming from heaven for us. We ask you, Lord, to allow us, dear Lord, that we will not just listen to your word, but we will be doers, Lord. We also lift up our manservant, Lord, to you, our Pastor Hakeem. We have seen him, Lord, as a young man. And we saw him grow greatly, Lord, in your word. Lord, we have seen him, Lord, went to seminar and do your will. And now, dear Lord, he is a pastor. We ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon him as a young man, are teaching the young people, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless him, keep him, his mother, and also his father. And Lord, I know, and I can talk about who we know, young people who love you and have a passion for you, dear Lord. So we just present them to you. What more could we ask of you tonight, this blessed Sabbath day, that you have given unto us that we can give you the praise? Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering, Lord. And thank you that you are teaching us day by day, minute by minute. And thank you to allow us to be obedient to your will and your command. Thank you for hearing, in Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer. Amen. Thank you again. I believe there was one hand. I believe it's Elder Richardson before we go into the message.
Amen.
Again, praise the Lord. You covered everyone, and unspoken prayer request is also on Sister Katie. Let me just pray. Father, again, we also thank you for Sister Katie. We thank you for her son, her grandchildren. We thank you for her family and the work that you're doing within her life. We ask that you will continue to bless her and heal her. May she be a light to her community, Lord. May she receive your blessing, oh kind and loving Father. We all need your blessing. Unspoken prayer requests, Lord, you know the hearts of your people. We ask that we will help us to submit to you, Lord. Help us to deny self and to die to self so that we can live unto you, Father. Our body is the body as our body is should be and is, we claim by the faith of Jesus, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to know what it means to have a body preserved for the Holy Spirit to live in it. Nothing vile can live there. Nothing, the dressing, the covering of this body should be perfect and according to your will. And we ask that you will bless us. Hear our prayer, Lord. Answer us according. Touch our homes, Lord. Help the division. Help the whatever animosity, the children's hearts. Bind them to your heart so that they can be bind to the hearts of the parents. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 931-332. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Collar. And to Sister Powell, it's nice to hear your voice, Sister Powell. I know you are in Jamaica. Hoping to see you very soon. Miss you all very much. And God's blessing and protection be around and about you all in Jamaica. Hope God's speed and that you come back safely soon. And God bless you in your missionary work out there with the kids. And I pray God's blessing upon you. Yo, well, I have so much. I have a testimony today, but I wanted to really sing a song. Sister Carla, do you have not a long testimony? Do you have time for testimony or song? Or
yes.
Testimony and song.
Yes, please, both of them. Please, both of them. Amen.
Okay. All right. All right. Be careful what you ask a preacher for now. Amen. All right. Let me just give the testimony and then I'll sing the song. The Lord been speaking to my heart so much and saying that I need to take those holy walks as I used to take those holy walks. And I'm in the place to take those walks alone with God, you know. Where I live is a hill. For those who know, Sister Carla, you know where. And I have a hill up by me there. And it's like every time I walk up that hill, just guess what comes in my mind, Mount Sinai. And I'm saying to you, I'm saying, Lord, I got to go up to the mount. And I felt such an inspiration to do that. So I took a walk up there, and my dog was with me, and she accompanied me up the hill, and faithful dog she is. And it's like about, I would say about 4 minutes. 4 minutes from where my house is to go up in the hill. It's not a high hill. It's less an incline, about 200 feet, and then it levels out. So I'm walking. I have my staff, you know, my stick that I normally go up there and walk with. And I'm starting to talk to the Lord. I started speaking with the Lord, and I say, Lord Jesus, oh, you are telling me to pray more. You're telling me to get down in sackcloth and in ashes, and you're telling me, Lord, to get myself ready and prepared. I'm experiencing the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart. That my part, I need to do what I need to do for the moving of the Holy Spirit and for the power to attend in my life for what the Lord has for me to do in His work and in leading out, you know, in our new church mission there. And I'm telling you, I so need to have that walk and that talk with God. And as I was going up and I reached the top, lo and behold, I said, Lord, I have reached the mount. You have told me and directed me to come up here. And here I am talking with you. And I was just like talking with the Lord, and I kept on walking. And then when I reached to the summit, to the level top, stood up and I start talking with God. I mean, this is the kind of experience we all must experience with the Lord. Talking with Him as open face, talking with God as is there's somebody, like if there's somebody there, we need to do that kind of praying, that meditational praying, that supplicating, that calling on God and believing that He is going to do something great and marvelous. And as I was praying there, I said, Lord, I stayed up there for a while. And I'm saying, Lord, may your presence of your Holy Spirit continue to enable me to pray at the times that you allotted me to pray. And as I was praying there, I remembered Moses, how he was talking with the Lord and how the Lord gave him the commandments and all these things. And I was able to take the rod or the staff that I had and up there, it was graded down on the top there to put a house there. And it was just like a dirt. And I started to draw up the Ten Commandments in two big tables. Like, and I just went down on my knees. I took my fingers and I start just reminiscing on how God was speaking to Moses. And I put the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God before me. And I put second with my, and I'm writing all this with my finger, remembering how Jesus wrote on the ground and how he wrote the commandments on stones and how he, and I was just like in a whole heavenly atmosphere up there. I'm telling you, I said, well, Lord God, let me see. And this is the way we have to talk to God. I said, Lord, let me see. Let me see a smoke. Let me see, let me hear thunder. Be careful what you're asking God for now. And I asked God, but I said, Lord, you were not in the earthquake. You were not in the fire. But a still small voice saying, this is the way, walk in it when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right. You know, this is the kind of prayer we need to talk with God. Prove God, trust God, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, the same God that can do miracles and marvelous things that He have done for ancient men of old. He can do it still today as you ask Him for signs. Yes, ask God for signs. Even though faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, ask God for a certain sign for your experience. I'm saying, for your experience, that you can have an encounter with God and experience the power of the Holy Spirit moving and working. And as I was up there praying, you know I have to come down because the Sabbath was joined, and I know my wife would be calling me out to come down. I would have heard a voice calling me to come down, and I said, let me go down before she started calling me. So I want to thank God for that experience, brethren and sisters. It was an experience with a difference. And we got to take them kind of time off with God in our prayer closet. We live in a country setting. For those who are in a country setting, go in the woods, go in the bush, wherever. Talk to God. And you're going to see how God is going to move in a mighty way by the grace of God. And I just want to leave that with us because I know God is still in the business of answering prayer and blessing tremendously. I want to sing this song. Thank you for the time, Sister Carla, and I do not want to hold the speaker as he presents the word, and I pray that our hearts will be truly blessed by the grace of God as I sing this song.
Turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides to write a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps what all true each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a shepherd's prayer. Since God did a call and always find him so it makes him sad to see the way we lay. He'll always say, I forgive.
Oh, yes. He's a God that writes the symphony. He's a God that lights our hearts and our lives. As I sing the other stanza, listen now.
He can grant a wish or make a dream come true. He can paint the clouds and turn the gray to blue. He alone knows where to find the rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves. He knows every lie that you and I ever told. So it makes him sad to see the way that we live. He'll always say, I makes him sad to see the way he'll always say, I forgive.
Amen. God bless. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Stay faithful.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder Richardson. Praise the Lord for the song and for your testimony, that mountaintop experience, and we should all be having those mountaintop experience in our life, you know. So praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us. Yes, today we're just going to play an audio, a message, so that we can... You know, Elder Brother Ricardo is not going to be speaking. We're just going to play a message so that we all can get to sleep early. I know as the time has turned back, went backwards, the Sabbath comes earlier, but yet the time for us to come on is still the same. And, you know, I just thank the Lord again for the time well spent with him before, you know, I came on to open the line. So praise the Lord. So I will go ahead and play this message by Brother Akeem Brett. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
How many of us believe that we're living in the last days? Amen. How many of us believe that? Did you know that because we're living in the last days, that 1 Peter chapter 4, the Bible says that we should pray more because we're living in the last days? Jesus would spend all night in prayer. Jesus would spend all night in prayer speaking to his Heavenly Father. He'd wake up in the morning when it was still dark to spend time with his Heavenly Father. We're told that Jesus would spend so much time with his Heavenly Father that a glow came from his presence when he came to his disciples. We're told that Daniel spent 3 times a day in prayer. We're told that all these people, they spent so much time in prayer, but now that we're living in the last days, we should pray more than we ever prayed before. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7, 1 Peter 4 verse 7, it says this, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and do what? Watch unto prayer." The Bible says now that we see that the end is at hand, that all these things are being fulfilled, that the prophecies are being fulfilled, even in the last days, that we should watch unto prayer. The reason why we are weak in our spiritual life as we get closer to the end of time is because we don't spend much time in prayer. Amen. The devil wants to weaken us right before Christ comes, because if he can weaken us while the end is at hand, we will not be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 26 and verse number, let's go there, Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26. If we don't spend time in prayer, if we don't spend any time in prayer, we will lose our spiritual strength. We're in Matthew 26, the Bible says in verse number 41, Matthew 26 and verse 41. Watch this now. It says this, "Watch and do what? Pray, that ye enter not into what? Temptation. For that ye enter not into temptation, the spirit indeed is what? Willing, but the flesh is weak." If we're not watching and if we're not praying, because the end of all things is at hand, we will be weak in our spiritual life. But if we watch and we pray, the Spirit will strengthen us. Amen? And the devil knows that when the end of all things is at hand, he's trying to take away our time to spend less time in prayer, to spend less time in the study of God's Word, to weaken our spiritual condition, so when Christ shall come, we will not be ready for his coming. And also, the crisis that is coming, we will not be ready for that crisis. Was there a crisis in Christ's day? Did not Christ die upon Calvary's cross? And the Bible says that if we follow him, all those who follow Christ, the Bible says the servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will do what? They will also persecute you. And as Jesus prepared for his persecution, he spent time in prayer and he spent time in the study of God's word. And if we're not spending time in prayer, and if we're not spending time in the study of God's word, we will not be ready for the persecution that will take place upon the earth. The Bible says the end of all things is at hand. Watch unto prayer. We saw this again. Watch and pray. You know what the Lord showed me? The Lord showed me what it means to watch. I want to show you what that means this morning. Amen? Go with me to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, Old Testament, Habakkuk chapter 2. It's after the book of Micah, after the book of Micah, and before the book of Zephaniah. Habakkuk. Chapter 2. What does it mean to watch? When Jesus says, watch unto prayer, where he says, watch and pray. What does it mean to watch? Many of us, we pray, but we don't spend much time watching. What does it mean to watch? Are we there? Habakkuk chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 1. Are we there? I know Habakkuk is a book that we usually don't turn to much. Amen? But if we're going to prepare for Christ's coming, we need to go through our Bibles like never before. Amen? Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says this, "I will stand upon my what? My watch. I will set upon the tower, and I will set me upon the tower, and will what? Will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Bible says, I will watch to see what he will say to me. Prayer is often us talking to God. Watching is God speaking to us. We're listening to see what he will say to us. And if we don't spend any time in prayer and then listen for the voice of God distinctly, we will not hear his voice. We will not say, he will not hear, we will not hear him say, this is the way, walk ye in it, when we're tempted and passed about with all these great afflictions that will come upon God's will in the last days, we must prepare our minds to hear the voice of God. Did you know that in the morning, God wants to speak to you individually? When every other voice is hushed, we're told, Ministry of Healing, chapter 3. When every other voice is hushed, we can hear the voice of God speaking to our souls. Why do you think Elijah, and who was the prophet that God would send to bring revival to the youth? The prophet Elijah. In Elijah's day, when Elijah was running from Jezebel, his life was about to be taken. The Bible says that there was an earthquake. God was not in the earthquake. There was a wind. God was not in the wind. There was a fire. God was not in the fire. Isn't there a group called Earth, Wind, and Fire? God is not in that group. Amen? Let me tell you something. We need to get away from this secular music. Amen?
Amen.
God is not in that music. Amen?
Amen.
All those things that were being done, God was not in any of that. But God spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice. And unless we hear God speaking to us through our conscience in a still, small voice, where we hear his voice, where we listen to him in prayer, often when we pray, we get up off our knees right away. But when we pray, I want to challenge you, and this will strengthen your spiritual life. After you're done praying, stay on your knees for a little while, my friends, and listen to see if God will hear and answer your prayer as you are yet on your knees. The Bible says, before ye call, I will answer, and while you are yet speaking, I will hear. Friends, it's time for us to stop. It's time for us to get out of this tradition. Amen? It's time for us to get a living and real experience with Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is what? Willing, but the flesh is? God is willing to pour out his spirit in every one of us. But many of us are not giving him the opportunity and the time so that he can pour out his spirit in our lives. And guess what? Because we are not spending any time in prayer, and we're not spending any time in the study of God's word, we're not spending any time in personal devotion, God cannot pour out his Holy Spirit in us to strengthen us. As a result, we are weak and in sin. And we wonder why we can't gain victory over sin. We wonder why we're struggling with temptation. We wonder why we have a habit or an addiction that we can't break. It's because we're not spending any time in God's word, my friends. Go with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2. Now, there was a great revival that took place in the book of Acts. Amen? Was not the Holy Spirit poured out? Was not thousands added to the church in one day? Was not they going house to house, breaking bread, and God added to the church daily those who should be saved? So there was a great revival that took place in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 2. Notice what the Bible says in verse 2. God desires to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us in these last days. But unless we make ourselves available to him through prayer and the study of God's word, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Notice this, Acts chapter 2, verse 2, it says this, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it did what? It filled the house and that they were sitting in. So the Bible says that they received the fullness of the Holy Spirit and it filled the whole house. Notice again, verse 4. It says, and they were what? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Question, does God again want to fill us all with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Notice now, chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Now we know the result. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Didn't that we clearly see that? And then again, they were filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says this. It says, and Peter, filled with who? The Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and of the elders. So Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Go with me now to verse 31 of Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says this. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with who? With the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had what? They had all things in common. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says again in Acts chapter 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So we have two outpourings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They received a double portion of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. And God wants to do the same work in the last days. Go with me to Acts chapter 2 now. Back to Acts 2. The Bible says in verse number 17, Acts chapter 2 and verse 17, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Is that past, present, or future? It shall come to pass. Past, present, or future? Future. The Bible says it shall come to pass. In the last days. Are we living in the last days? Yes, my friends. In the last days. Our question, was Peter living in the last days? If Peter said it shall come to pass in the last days, was he living in the last days? No. So he said it shall come to pass in the last days, speaking of the future, speaking of our time in which we're living in. Is that clear? So in the last days, it says it shall come to pass. In the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall do what? Dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days of my spirit, and they shall do what? They shall prophesy. Now catch this. When God poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, was the Holy Spirit just with them, or was the Holy Spirit also in them? So in the last days, God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit, not just to be simply with us, but to be where? Go with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit in us, in all flesh, in all of us. You know, I said this last night, but for those who weren't here, I'll say it again. I grew up in this church. I always believed that God wanted to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. I always believed that the Holy Spirit was with us. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to teach us all things, to guide us into all truth. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit with you is when you receive that conviction. But did you know you can have the Holy Spirit with you, but not have the Holy Spirit in you? Many of us have the Holy Spirit with us. We are convicted of our sin, but having the Holy Spirit with you and being convicted is different than having the Holy Spirit in you and being converted. Many of us are convicted of sin, but many of us are not converted. And unless we receive the Holy Spirit within us, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 14 and verse 16, it says this, John 14, 16, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That's the Holy Spirit, that he will abide with you how long? Forever. So the Holy Spirit will abide with us forever. Now, verse number 17 now says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. It says, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be where? Shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit wants to be where? In us. And when the Holy Spirit fills our life, when the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, guess what the result is, my friends? Victory over sin. Go with me to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. So when the Bible says that in the days of the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2. And in Acts chapter 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 4. And God says that same work he wants to do in the last days is fill up his church with the Holy Spirit. It means he wants us all to receive power to overcome sin. But in the last days, there's many people and many preachers and many churches who say we will never overcome sin. And if that is the case, why would God send his Holy Spirit? 1 John 3, verse 24, the Bible says this, and he that keepeth his what? Commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know And hereby we know that he abideth in us, as Christ abides in us, by the Spirit which he has what? Given us. Catch this verse now. What the Bible is saying is that we know that the Holy Spirit abides in us when we keep the commandments. Catch this now. When the Holy Spirit is in us, the natural result will be what? Commandment keeping. Oh, did you see that? So if we're struggling in sin, or we have an addiction or habit we can't break, the reason why we are in sin is because the Holy Spirit is not in us. Is that clear for us? Is that clear? Notice again verse 6. The Bible says, whosoever, 1 John 3 verse 6, whosoever abideth in him, abides in Christ by the Spirit, sinneth what? Sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath neither seen him, neither known him. Verse number 4, what is sin? It says, for whatsoever, whosoever committed sin, transgresseth also the law. For sin is the what? Transgression of the law. Amen? So the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit abides in me, I will have the life of Christ. I will have victory over sin. I will be a commandment keeper. So what we should focus on is what? The receiving of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? Many of us are trying to keep God's commandments, and we're trying it in vain, for it is only the work of God's Holy Spirit that can give us the power to walk in the victorious life. How would you feel if you're a doctor and someone walked into your office and said, doctor, I'm sick. I'm sick. And the doctor says, all right. And you say, all right, I'm going to perform this thing on you. And then the person says, you know what, doctor, I know I'm sick, but I came in here to show you how I'm going to take care of myself. How foolish would that be? How would it be if a firefighter, you call the firefighter, your house is burning on fire. You call the firefighter, they came over to your house, and you said, I know my house is burning, but I want to show you that I'm going to put out this fire. How foolish would that be? And when we try to live the life that only the Holy Spirit can do in us and for us, how foolish are we, my friends? You know, that is called the foolish virgins. They're trying to live the life of Christ, but they have no oil, they have no Holy Spirit, they have no experience with God. As a result, they are in sin. And when Christ shall come, they'll say, Lord, open to us, but probation is closed. Friends, I hope that we see that we must all have an experience with the Holy Spirit before Jesus comes. Amen? That we need this experience. And this is why prayer is so important. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, it says, if your father, if your parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. That's Luke 11, verse 13. If your parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who want? Ask. So prayer is vital in our spiritual life. Many of us, when we pray, we just want to pray for God to take care of the bills. We just want to pray that God will take care of emergency situations. We just want to pray when it's convenient for us. But how much should we pray? Pray without what? Ceasing. And the reason why we don't know what to pray for is because we don't know the purpose of prayer was to receive the Holy Spirit. And every moment of the day, we should be praying, Lord, give me thy Spirit. Why? So that you can live in me and I can be victorious over sin. And also, the word of God is how we receive the Holy Spirit. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It says, the words I speak unto you, they are Spirit, they are life. So by studying the word of God, I receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now watch this. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 says, it says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So when I spend time in the Word of God, I'm receiving His Holy Spirit. Amen? Now this is very vital for us. For unless we spend time in prayer, and unless we spend time in the study of God's Word daily, evening and morning, and at noon, daily, we will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit, and God cannot pour out His Holy Spirit in us. How many of us have been experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit this week? Amen? Amen. Let me tell you something why this is so important. Because in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 4, as they received the Holy Spirit, they were receiving victory over sin. They were receiving power to live the life of Christ. They were receiving power to proclaim the gospel. They were receiving power to live above sin. And as they received this power, the Bible says that they were on fire for God. The reason why we're not on fire for God now is because we don't have the Holy Spirit. Oh, what does fire represent in the Bible? Matthew chapter 3, he says, I baptize you with what? Water. But there shall come someone after me who shall baptize you with what? Fire. It is the Holy Spirit. Amen? So if we're not on fire for God, it's because we need who? The Holy Spirit. Is that clear, my friends? So as they received the fire of God's Holy Spirit, there was a revival that took place. And this revival came in tons. Many were coming to the church. Many were being revived and coming to a relationship with the Lord. Many were experiencing a revival in their hearts, just like some of us in this room. But let me tell you something. As many were experiencing the revival in their hearts, there were others who did not experience that revival, but were faking as if they did. And if we fake it to make it, we'll never make it, my friends. Unless we all receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we will all be lost. Notice what the Bible says in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. The Bible says this. So when you see in Acts chapter 2, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 4, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And notice, right after they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, notice what happened to some individuals, which is a warning for us as we want to receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit to receive revival. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5 and verse 1, it says this, but a certain man named Ananias, that word Ananias means God is gracious, Ananias, and Sapphira. Sapphira we get from the word sapphire. That is a diamond. That's going to be in heaven. Amen? Amen? And that means beautiful, sapphire. It says, his wife sold a possession. You know what I noticed about these two people? Ananias, God is gracious. Sapphira, beautiful. They had names that glorified God, right? But they did not live up to their names. Could it be possible today that we have a name that we live as, but we are dead? The Bible goes on to say in verse 2, and notice what happened, and kept back part of the price. They sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to him, to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why hath who? Satan filled thine what? Heart to lie against who? The Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land. Let me tell you something. If we want to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we need to give him everything. If we are coming to these meetings and we give God our hearts and our minds and our lives, and then we go back home and we go back to the music we were going back to before, we go back to the television we go back to before, we go back and there's no change, we're giving God a part, and God cannot bless us when we give him a part when he wants all of our heart. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And if we're giving God only a part, notice what happens. The Bible says in verse 3, after they gave him a part, it says, but Peter said unto Ananias, why had what? Satan filled thine heart with to lie against the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the prince, the price of the land. They only gave God a part, and Satan filled the heart. If we don't give God a full surrender, if there is a darling sin in your life, a habit you don't want to let go of, a person, say you're dating someone who's not of God, and you know Holy Spirit convicting you, and you're holding on to that ungodly relationship, if there's music, whatever it is, you know, you name it, if you're holding on to it, you will not receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Satan will fill your heart. Did you know that if we give Satan just a little bit, just a door, he's going to open that door and bring all his demons in? And if we give God only a little bit and we hold on to a little bit of sin, we will not receive any of God's Holy Spirit. Is that clear, my friends? We must put new wine, amen, into new bottles.
Amen.
You know what that means? You must cleanse your heart, cleanse your life, cleanse your body, cleanse your soul, your mind, and God will then cleanse you and give you the Holy Spirit. New wine, new bottles. God will not put old wine in, or God will not put new wine in an old bottle, amen? We must be new. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must be cleansed from sin. And if we give God a part, God will not accept it, amen? Go with me in your Bible to the book of John chapter 13. John chapter 13. The reason why this is so important is because, did you know that Judas only gave God a part of him? Judas only gave God a part of him. He was, let's bring this to conviction now, okay? Judas was a disciple of Jesus Christ, was he not? Judas was walking with Jesus, amen? Judas was actively involved in gospel ministry, amen? So it doesn't matter if you're a preacher or a teacher or a singer. It doesn't matter if you are part of the youth ministry or part of the whatever ministry you're part of. If you do not give God all of your heart, Satan can fill you with his demons. The Bible says in John chapter 13, John 13 and verse 2, it says this, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of who? Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to what? Betray him. So the devil saw that Judas did not give God everything. So he came to him and said, if I can just come at him and put these thoughts into his heart, put these things in his heart, he's going to cherish it. He's going to love it. He's going to desire it because Judas was not filled with the Holy Spirit. And watch this. The devil just simply put a thought into his mind. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. And notice with that little thought what took place. Go with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 22. And I'm going to make a strong statement here. We're going to the book of Luke. Luke 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 3. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 3. Are we there? The Bible says this. Luke 22 and verse number 3. It says, then entered Satan into Judas, Simon Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. First he put a thought into his mind, and then that thought became bigger and bigger, and he dwelt so much on his sin that the Bible says that Satan literally entered into him. Some of us, we have demons in our home because of the things that we bring into our home. If the Holy Spirit can't bless it, don't bring it in, my friends. Amen?
Amen.
If you have movies, DVDs, CDs that you need to get rid of it, unless you want the devil in your home. And if we put it inside of our minds and put it inside of our hearts, we have the devil in our hearts and in our minds, my friends. And if you don't think that demons are coming into your heart and mind, why is it that you have no desire for prayer? Why is it that you have no desire for the study of God's word? Why is it that you have no desire for even the revival meeting? Why, my friend? When you bring all these things into your heart, the devil's saying now he can take control of the life. We are simply vessels, amen? I told someone last night, we're just a straw has a hole on the top and a hole on the bottom, and what we put in will simply come out. Either we're a straw for Jesus, amen, so that he can fill us with his Holy Spirit, and then we come out and show people the love of Christ, or we are a straw for Satan, we fill ourselves with all of his music and his things, and then all that comes out is the life of Satan and sin. The reason why we're struggling in sin is because of what we put in will come out. Is that clear, my friends?
Yes.
And what we need to put in is the word of God. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And if Judas would have filled his heart and mind, his soul, with the word of God, he would not have sinned against God. Is that clear?
Yes.
And Ananias and Sapphira, they were there and they lied to the Holy Ghost. They lied to the Holy Ghost saying, Lord, I have given you all. Lord, I surrendered all. But they only gave God a part. And many of us come to church and many of us, we want to serve the Lord and give our hearts to God. But deep inside, we know that there's a part of sin that we just don't want to get rid of. There's a part of sin that we're holding on to in the privacy of our own homes, and the privacy of our own cars, and the privacy of our own thoughts, and the privacy of our own heart, and we're holding on to this sin. And as long as we're holding on to this sin, God can now pour out his Holy Spirit within us so that we can gain victory over that sin, my friends. The Bible says a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. So if we're putting these little things in, and yes, my friends, you may not think it's little, but the Bible simply says that God looked at these little things, right? And it's great in the sight of God. It's a great sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, they put a fruit to their mouth. Amen? And that sin brought disease. That sin brought death. That sin brought wars, killing, murder. That sin brought molesters in the world. Amen? That sin. We must look at every sin as grievous in the sight of God. Where Joseph can say, how can I do this wickedness and do what? And sin against God. We must look at sin as if it's grievous, no matter how small it is in our eyes. For there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And friends, the Holy Spirit told me to say something this morning. And I said, Lord, I'm going to let your Holy Spirit speak. Amen? Yes. Let's go in our Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. Friends, God wants us to be clean. Amen? He wants us to be clean so that we can bear the vessel of the Holy Spirit, so that we can have his Holy Spirit to give us victory over sin. Do you see the reason why God rebukes sin is not because he doesn't love us. He loves us. Amen? He wants us to have victory over sin. And unless he comes in, we cannot have victory over sin, which is why we must talk about sin. Amen? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 3. Now, I must say this, amen? The Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh what? Saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of who? Of God. So the Bible speaks against fornication. Sex before marriage. I want to talk to the young people in this room. Amen? If we have sexual immorality, I know there's young people in this room. I'm going to be very careful. Amen? My friends, God wants us to be clean. Amen? If you are in a relationship or in a sexual relationship that you should not be in, it's time for us to break that off so that we can receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? Why would you hold on? Why would you waste your life? Why would you waste your time and your talents and give it to some young woman or some young man who has no fear of God, who will lead you astray and lead you even into hell? Did you know that we're talking about the Holy Spirit? Amen? Did you know that in Genesis chapter 6, the reason why God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man? Remember that? He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You want to know why he said that? Because he saw the sins that were taking place. He said that the sons of God connected with the daughters of men. The relationships that took place were sinful and grievous in God's sight. And God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And our body is the temple of who? The Holy Ghost. And if we're giving our bodies before marriage to someone who does not love the Lord, even in sexual sin, it is a sin against God. Amen? God wants us to abstain, and God will give us the power to abstain. Amen? We must see, because if we don't think it's a sin to meddle here or meddle there, I would even say pornography, big thing in the church. Pornography, sexual immorality, impure thoughts, holding on to these things. I'd even say masturbation. Amen? Can I be real with you today? God wants us to be free, amen? And if we're holding on to these things, God cannot pour out his Holy Spirit in us. Go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number, Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16, it says this. You may say, how can I have victory over sin? We just said it. It is through the Holy Spirit. And if we're not spending time with God in prayer and spending time in his holy word, we will not receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that he can give us victory over sin. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 16, it says this. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Now notice, it's walk in an action word. Yes, so there's something that we must be doing as we're praying and studying the Word of God, amen? It says, walk in the Spirit, the Bible says, and you shall what? Not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse number 19 now. It says, for now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, even alcohol. Can I talk to the young people, amen? You know, I won't forget. I was with a friend in Connecticut, and he said, Akeem, we want to invite you over. We're going to have a birthday celebration for me. And I said, sure. And I know the young man. And so we went over to his house, and we had a birthday celebration. Or so I thought it was going to be a small celebration. So he said, as the hour got late, I looked at the time, it was about 9, 10 o'clock, people started coming in, and it got packed. People started coming in, and I saw beer and alcohol. And I said, man, my friend, he's a Christian, Seventh-day Adventist. And I said, Lord, I need you to help me. So then I was trying to look around, and I was trying to find someone who could bring me home because I didn't drive. And it got to the point where almost everyone was drunk. Everyone. And as I was going around, looking around, I said, Lord, I need help. And my phone was dying. So I said, all right. So I sat down on the couch, and it got time for them to bring their alcohol, and everyone got their bottles. And they started raising them in the air and you know, doing the cheers. Started drinking it. They looked at me and they said, how come you're not drinking with us? Come on, get a drink. And they gave me a cup. I said, no, thank you. I said, do you have orange juice? I said, do you have water? They said, what's wrong with you, man? I said, respectfully, I'm a Christian. They looked at me. They said, we're all Christian too. And they sat down with me and we had a Bible study. And I started showing them some things from the Bible. They said, oh, yeah, man, that's true. And I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you even more. He said, what? I said, I'm a pastor. He said, you're a pastor? What are you doing here? So then everyone came around and we started having a Bible study. And I won't forget, I was talking to this man. And God is so good. Let me tell you how God is so good. They were all drunk. We sat down. We had a Bible study. They were crying. He gave his heart to Christ. I gave him my phone number. But he was so drunk to realize. And they said, you know, how come he's not drinking? Oh, he's a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. They were so drunk to realize that the other one was Seventh-day Adventist, so they didn't put the two together. Amen? He would have destroyed the witness. Amen? The Lord puts us in certain situations, young people, for you to be a witness. Amen? Not saying for you to go to the club. That's not how you witness. Amen? For you to go to the bar. That's not how you witness. Amen? If God puts you in a certain position, use it to witness. Amen? Shortly after that, someone gave me a phone charger. I called someone, and they picked me up, and I went home. Amen? And God is able to put us in certain situations because, let me tell you, some people will never come to church unless they see your life. After that, that man who I witnessed to, he came to church one Sabbath. Amen? And brought his girlfriend who was an atheist. And she's now hearing the Word of God more. Amen? My friends, let me tell you something. God wants the young people to be on fire for him. You can reach people that I can't reach. Amen? You have friends that I don't have. You have an influence that I cannot bear. You have an influence, and God says, if I can pour out my spirit upon you, I can use you to prophesy in the last days. But if we're doing what the world is doing, how can we be a witness in the last days? If we're dressing the way they're dressing, if we're eating the way they're eating, if we're drinking the way they're drinking, if there's no difference in our life, if they're walking in the flesh and we're walking in the flesh, how can we tell them of the Spirit of God if we have no spirit, my friends? The Bible goes on to say, it says, of such, verse 21, of such, the Bible says, of these things I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But verse 22 now says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. God says he wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit that we walk and look and dress and speak differently than the world is looking. And if we don't have this experience, we are hypocrites. If you don't spend any time with God during the day, if you don't spend any time with God in prayer, if you don't spend any time to receive his Holy Spirit to live out your life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings, be thou the glorious answer to all my questionings. If God's Holy Spirit is not living in me every day, but I come to church on Sabbath and I say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I give my heart to you, and we go back into sin, we're only giving God a part, like Ananias and Sapphira, and we are hypocrites. The Bible says, in Matthew chapter 15, it says, ye hypocrites, let's turn there, Matthew 15. Matthew chapter 15, my friends, I know this is a hard message, amen? But we must hear it if we want to receive the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, and verse number 7 and verse number 8, it says this, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophet, prophesy unto you, of you, saying, the people draw nigh unto me with their mouth in singing, with their mouth in praise worship, with their mouth in preaching, with their mouth. But the Bible says, they draw near to me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips. But what? But their heart is far from me. And if we don't spend time with God throughout the week and we come to church on Sabbath and expect God to accept our worship, the Bible says we are hypocrites. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, my friends. We must come out. We must wake up. Amen. It's time for us to wake up. Just coming to church does not make you a Christian. Just having your names on the books does not make you a Christian, my friend. But it is those who are filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. Amen. And unless we have God's Spirit, we are not his children. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, notice what the Bible says in verse number 5, Matthew 6, verse 5, it says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as what? As the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues or the churches, and in the corners of the street, that they may be what? Seen of men. Many of us don't know the hearts of men, but God is looking at the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. And when you get up to sing, people say, oh, what a beautiful song. But if your heart was not connected to Jesus, you are a hypocrite to be seen of men, my friends. Do we not see this in the Word of God? I can stand up to preach, but if my heart is not connected to Jesus, God can look at me and say, you are a hypocrite. Oh, my friends, I know it's a hard message, but we must hear it. Verse number 16, the Bible says, verse 16 now, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to do what? To fast. Why is it that we want to look righteous before men, as if they can put us into heaven? Pastors come in, let me turn this down. Pastors come in, let me change my dress. Huh? As if we are to appear righteous before men. Hypocrites, my friends. It's time for us to recognize that we are in the presence of God and that all that we say and do should be done to the glory of God. Amen. Go with me to the book of Matthew 23. Matthew 23. I want to show you a few more scriptures, then we're going to close. Matthew 23, the Bible says in verse 23. Matthew 23, in verse 23, the Bible says this. Are we there? All right, it says this. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, and the outside that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto a whited sculpture, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within, full of dead man's bones. Question, if you're dead, do you need a revival? Let me say that again. If you're dead, do you need a revival? Some of you said no. I was like, what's going on? If you're dead, you need revival, amen? So if we're dead, we are filled with dead men's bones. We have no spiritual life inside that shows we are hypocrites if we come to church and yet we want to praise God where we're dead inside. It goes on to say, my friends, this is why this revival is so important. It says, full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. It says, even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within are full of what? Hypocrisy and iniquity. It's time for us to deal with our own souls. The Bible says, rend your heart and not your garment. It's time for us to search our hearts, amen? And if we come to church thinking that we will be saved, holding on to sin, I have news for you, my friends. It's not going to happen. Go with me to Job chapter 8. It's not going to happen, my friends. Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8. Job chapter 8. The Bible says in verse 13. Job chapter 8 and verse 13. Are we there? All right. A few more scriptures. It says this. So are the paths of all that do what? I would even say, listen to this carefully. So are the paths of all that forget God. If you forget God during the week, don't even come to church on Sabbath. Amen? Why be a hypocrite? The Bible says, so are the paths of all that do what? Forget God. It says, and the hypocrite's hope shall do what? So if I'm a hypocrite, if I'm holding on to sin, giving God only part of my heart, and yet coming into church, the Bible says that the hypocrite's hope will... Oh, my friend. Go with me to Job. Job again, 27. Job chapter 27. Notice what the Bible says in Job 27. In verse 8. Verse 8. Job 27 and verse 8. Friends, let me tell you something. You may think in your heart that the sin that you love will be hard to give up. You may think that if God wants me to give this up, oh man. But let me tell you something, amen? What would it profit to gain the whole world and to lose our own souls? What is more important than being in heaven with Jesus, amen? What is more important? What is more important than being in heaven with Jesus? And when we miss out on the world's music and the world's television and the world's places of entertainment, when we miss out on the world's things, we miss out on hell's fire. The Bible says in Job 27, in verse 8, it says this, for what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he had gained, when God taketh away his soul? It says, what is the hope of the hypocrite? He gained the whole world. When God takes away his soul, what is the hope? There's no hope. So it's time for us to say, Lord, search my heart, O God. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. God cannot lead us unless we strip ourselves of sin. Amen? We're going to go to the book of Hosea. We're closing here. The book of Hosea. Going to the book of Hosea. We're going to the book of Hosea. Let's notice what the Bible says in Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14. And I'm stressing this because the purpose of revival, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to bring us victory and power over sin. Amen? Now, in Acts chapter 2 and 4, we're going to Hosea. We're going to close in Isaiah 14. In Acts chapter 2 and 4, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God added to the church daily those who should be saved. Right? And in Acts chapter 5, we see that Ananias and Sapphira, they dropped down dead after they lied against the Holy Ghost. Now catch this. Revival comes in two forms. Let me say it again. Revival comes in what? Two forms. Either those will be added to the church to bring revival, or those will be removed from the church so that they won't hinder the revival for God's people. Did you know that if no one gets baptized from these meetings, I'm not going to be crying. I'm not going to sigh and cry. I'm not going to hurt. You want to know why? Because either some will leave and say, you know what? We hate this message. Right? God will not allow his revival to come if there's hindrances. Amen? My friends, God wants to bring revival to our hearts. And if God has to remove certain people, remove certain things, he's going to do it to bring revival. What do you think the shaking is going to take place? Why do you think all these things are coming, even in the last days, is because God is going to bring his Holy Spirit, and those who will hinder the work of the Holy Spirit, even in their lives, will hinder it in the church and will hinder it for the world. So think about that. If you're hindering it in your life, you're hindering it in the church, you're going to hinder it for the rest of the world. Amen? The Bible says in Hosea 14 and verse 1, it says, O Israel, God's people, return unto the Lord, thy God, for thou hast fallen by what? Thy iniquity. Take words with you, turn to the Lord, and say unto him, take away all what? Iniquity, and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. Verse number 4. I will heal their what? Backsliding. I will love them what? Freely. Mine anger is turned away from them. Verse 5. I will be as the dew. Now think about it. Dew is what? Water or a form of rain. Amen? Watch this now. I will. And what does the rain represent? The Holy Spirit. I will be unto them as a dew. After they turn from sin, I will be unto them as a dew unto Israel, and he shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Verse number 7 now, it says, and they that dwell under the shadow shall return and shall what? Revive as a corn and grow as a vine. The Bible says, turn from your iniquity, turn from your sin, take words with you. God even tells us what to say. Say, Lord, be gracious unto me, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me, take away these sins from me, and turn from sin, that the anger of God or the wrath of God will not be poured out against us. And then the Bible says, he will be unto us. If we turn from sin and take these words to him, he will be unto us as the dew, as the rain, as the Holy Spirit to cause us to grow and to be revived. Did you see that? God comes to us in two forms, the early and latter rain. The early rain calls you to grow. And the latter rain prepares you for the harvest to give the loud cry. And if we're not growing, that's a clear sign we need to be revived. Amen? We must turn from sin. Today, God knows your heart. Today, you know your heart. You know the sin that God is convicting you to get rid of. You know your heart. And today, if you're saying, Lord, search my heart, search my mind, search my soul, see if there be any iniquity in me, and cleanse me, dear God. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost. Is that your prayer? Saying, Lord, I want to turn to you today. I want to be as those who will give you a whole heart and not part of their heart. If that's your desire, I want you to stand where you are. Stand where you are. Saying, Lord, I want to give you my full heart. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be lost in the last days, playing with the Holy Spirit, giving you my words, giving you my lips, but not giving you my full heart during the week. Friends, we must search our hearts. Father in heaven,
thank you again, my brothers and sisters, for continuing to listen to the message until the end. May the Lord truly bless you. I pray that you get all the scriptures. This was a powerful message. You know, I didn't know what it was about, but it was so needed. And may we search our heart. May we afflict our soul. May we not be as hypocrites in these last days. And may we go down in sackcloth and ashes and pray and afflict our soul and intercede for our household, our children, our friends, and especially ourselves, that we will surrender all to the Lord. May the Lord help us so that the Holy Spirit can truly dwell in us, that he will teach us and guide us and reprove us and, you know, show us all things according to his will. Amen. Have a good night, my brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you, and he's soon to come to receive his own. May you be among either the 144,000 or the great multitude. Have a blessing. Happy Sabbath. Thank you.